Welcome back. This is Shlomo Schwartz. We are learning Masechet Pesachim, and we are in the middle of Perek Hey, up to Mishnah Zayin. We mentioned in one of the previous Mishnayos in this Perek that the Karbonos of the Karban Pesach were brought in three groups. We learned it out from a Pasuk. So the Mishnah describes the procedure in a little more detail. Yatzas HaKas Rishayna, when the first group would be finished with their Karban Pesach, their respective Karban Pesachs, then they would go out, v'nichnas akat shniya, the second group would come in. Yatzas ha-shniya, the second group would then go out once they were completed with their karbonos. Nichnas ha-shlishis, then the third group would come in. Mishnah describes some slight differences between the first two and the groups and the third, and the process, how it worked. It says the Mishnah, k'maseh harishayna, kach maseh ha-shniya v'ashlishis. Same way they perform the procedures during the sacrifices of the Karban Pesach for the first group, so too did they do it for the second and third group. What was that procedure? Karu es ha-halal. The process was that as they were bringing their karbanos, they would say halal. The Levium would sing the halal. They would begin halal with this beginning of the sacrifices of the Karban Pesach. Now, if there were many karbanos that had to be brought, and they completed the halal, so then Mishnah says, im gamru, if they completed the halal, and there were still karbanos being brought for that group, for that kat, then shanu, they would repeat the halal again a second time. V'im shanu, and if they went through the halal a second time, and there were still more karbanos as part of that group that needed to be brought, shileshu, then they would go through the halal as much as a third time. However, the Mishnah says that in reality, because the Kohanim was Rizim, and the Kohanim did their work very, very quickly, then it never happened that they needed, the Levium needed to go through the Halal three times. Afa pishalo shilshu miyameihem. Even though it, as a reality check, it never really happened that the Levium had to say Halal three times, because the Kohanim were always able to complete the Korbanos for each kat, for each group, within the first two times of Halal. Says the mission further, Rabbi Yehuda says, Mimeim shel kachlishis, that in the history of the third group, because most of the people were Zrizin and tried to have their kabbanis brought during the first and second group, so very few people remained to bring their kabbanis in the third group. So therefore, the Levim did not have to go through Halal, not only a second or third time, but it apparently they didn't even get through the halal the first time. Mimeim shel kachlishis, in all the days of the kachlishis that they brought the karbanos lohigiu, the Levium and their shira singing halal during the karbanos that were being brought, they did not arrive to the part of lo'ahavti ki yishma Hashem, b'pnei she'amu mu'otim, because the amount of Klal Yisrael, the population that came for the third group, was small, as we mentioned, because everybody tried to get their karbanos brought in the first or second group. With that, we end Mishnah Zayin. We continue with Mishnah Ches. Mishnah Ches describes a continuation of the process of bringing the Karban Pesach, Erev Pesach, Kemasehu Bechol, the same procedure, the same process that was experienced during the week, Kach Maasehu B'Shabbos, the same was done on Shabbos, if Erev Pesach fell out on Shabbos and the Karban had to be brought Erev Pesach on Shabbos. Only difference is, not the only difference, the Mishnah is making a comment, Elasha HaKohanim Madichim Es HaZorah. The Kohanim had the practice of rinsing out the Azora from the blood after the Kabanis, Shalo Kirtzon Chachamim, against the wishes of the Chachamim, it was not to their liking. We are referring now to when it's done Erev Pesach on Shabbos. The process was that after the karbanos were brought and the blood was all over the floor of the Azara, which was made of marble, there was a Namas Hamayim, a conduit that passed through the Azara, and the conduit had a hole where all the water would go out through that hole. So what they would do is they would let the water run through the conduit in the Azara, plug up the hole so that the water would be able to gather all the blood in the Azara, then they would take out the plug, and the blood, it would be drained, and the water would be drained, and that's how they would clean the blood out of the Azara. However, hatocha, rinsing of the azara, was not something that was supposed to be done on Shabbos. So if Erev Pesach came out on Shabbos, they weren't supposed to do the hatocha. Nevertheless, the Kohanim did it. Shalok etzorn chachamim. Now, the Gemara points out that even though this was a shvus, it was a derabbanan, not to do rinsing of the azara, and we know a shvus, the ain shvus b'mikdash, but the Kahati points out, he brings down a Gemara, that not every shvus necessarily was mutter to be done in the Beis HaMikdash, and this was one shvus that was not mutter to be done. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, kos hayu memala midam hataruvos. They would take a kos of the mixture of blood that was on the floor of the azara, the leftover blood, zraka zrika achas agabi mizbeach, and they would take from this mixture of blood and throw one zrika on the mizbeach. Why? He claims because just in case that there was blood spilled that was not sprayed on the mizbeach, so it shouldn't be that any carbon had the blood that came out that gushed out that was not offered on the Mizbeach, so therefore they took from the mixture, so that hopefully would capture everything, in case anything was missed, and that would be thrown on the Mizbeach. However, the Chacham did not agree, L'hodu l'chachamim, because they felt that whatever blood was there might be bottled against some of the other blood, which is not kosher, to be brought on the Mizbeach, and therefore the Chacham did not agree, and as the Bar Tanura points out, we paskin like the Tanakama, like the Chachamim, and we do not paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. With this, we end Mishnah Ches, and we look forward to continuing next time with Mishnah Tes. Thank you.